turned to the St. Louis Cardinals at spring training. This clip is courtesy of MajorLeagueBaseball.com. Here we go.
And indeed he is.
How do you think they found number five? Where'd that come from?
That was courtesy of Bally Sports Midwest, the call. You heard Dan McLaughlin on the call there in that clip. It is now 6:01 p.m. Eastern Time here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, we are going to talk about the big injury news today surrounding the Boston Celtics and why this is an absolute pooper. I mean, that's probably putting it very, very nicely. But we're going to talk some Celtics. We're going to talk about expectations surrounding the Celtics now that Robert Williams is going to be out indefinitely due to the torn meniscus. That and much more coming up next on the other side of the music break. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch-free from radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO. First, the station identification. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
What y'all say?
Suppose me sleep with a best friend, then we do enemy. Have a youth for your uncle. Tell me how you woulda feel.
Stop right there, so. Gala, when me do you make you do me that? Gala, when me do you make you do me that? Gala, when me do you make you do me that?
You're lucky, me no do you not yet. But everything you do me, I do you back. Everything you do me, I do you back. Everything you do me, I do you back.
up.
What you really mean when you say nothing yet?
Hold on, you give me bone and things say things nice. But unfair gameplay twice. You still there with the brown girl up a standpipe. And last week me and her fight.
What make you never just go on every day man born? You now fit your six banded eyes.
Remember you look me auntie name Jice. And me have a strong feeling say you touch spice.
Me and spice thing a friend something. You auntie a liar, she can't tell me nothing.
Make sure say you ever feel same way when you see me start wear a black rhino button.
But me never diss you.
Yes, you diss me. Make yellow true, what I make mystery. Me I go teach you the wickedest lesson in history.
No matter what me tell you, you no believe. But yalla, when me do, you make you do me that. Yalla, when me do, you make you do me that. Yalla, when me do, you make you do me that.
You lucky, me no do you nothing yet. But everything you do me I do you back. Everything you do me I do you back. Everything you do me I do you back.
What you really mean when you say nothing yet?
What you did there from morning?
Round of this studio recording.
I know that not nice, tell me when me call him.
So me know a lie you a tell. I'm from last week, not nice, they are firing.
You get your right this so boy you can't win. I wish girl me hear your cargo country. Cause me know you no go fi do no farming.
I know my girl me don't touch her never. She name Antonita and she day with my brother.
Anything or anything, whatever, whatever. Me a go little more with my cousin named Trevor.
But me never diss you.
Yes, you diss me. Make y'all a true, what I make mystery. Me a go teach you the wickedest lesson in a history.
No matter what me tell you, you no believe. But yalla, when me do, you make you do me that. Yalla, when me do, you make you do me that. Yalla, when me do, you make you do me that.
You lucky, me no do you nothing yet. But everything you do me I do you back. Everything you do me I do you back. Everything you do me I do you back.
What you really mean when you say nothing yet?
Some people sleep with their best friend. They with your enemy. Have a youth for your uncle. Tell me how you da feel.
Stop right there, so. Yalla, when me do, you make you do me that. Yalla, when me do, you make you do me that. Yalla, when me do, you make you do me that.
You lucky, me no do you nothing yet. But everything you do me I do you back. Everything you do me I do you back. Everything you do me I do you back.
What you really mean when you say nothing yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me want for just squeeze you. Put me things all around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Mm-mm. Me guide them jam, me no care. You take it anytime, anywhere. In the square, so me no fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl, me can't wine for me. Me want a girl, me can't take care of me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Oh, me have to really squeeze it. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me just want to squeeze ya. Put me things all around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Hold on, like a fast bike on the road, boom, 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 boom. Girl, on the back and share, boom, 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 boom. Give me the maga one now, the fat kum, kum, kum. When I play last one time, it come to kum, kum. Me out of control. I'm more fire, she want in her soul. She say more and more and still she grown. And still me multiply more. Girl, me want to just hold ya. Put me arms right around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me want to just squeeze ya. Put me arms right around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Squeeze ya. Around ya. Tightest hold me ever get in my life. Yeah, in my life. Oh, me hide them try and me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. In a despair, so me no fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl who take care of me. Me want a girl who can wine for me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Show me that you can turn. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life.
Girl, me just want to squeeze ya. Put me things all around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest wall me ever get in my life. Squeeze ya around ya. Tightest wall me ever get in my life. Love, yeah, yeah.
When a ramp has done as it come to come, my hands on the pipe or something.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tush Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Hour number two of the program is underway. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. We spent roughly about 90% of the first hour talking about the slap that sent the internet on fire. That was Will Smith smacking the bejesus out of Chris Rock's mouth last night at the Oscars. And then we wrapped up the first hour talking about the big news that broke in Major League Baseball within the past hour and a half. And that is Albert Pujols, the legend, the future Hall of Famer, announcing that 2022 will, in fact, be his final season in the Major Leagues. That news coming, of course, on the heels of the announcement yesterday that Pujols was signing a one-year, $2.5 million contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'll be taking your calls on that, as well as your thoughts on Chris Rock and Will Smith. All of that between now and around 7 o'clock is when we wrap up the program. So feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. Now, in terms of sports, because that's what we love to talk about on this show, right? Sports. Right. We talk about just about almost anything and everything big ticketed, and that is hot from a skillet on that particular given day. That's what we do in the show. And as a solo host, it gives me more wiggle room, so to speak, to, have fun with it. Why try to water myself down and be something that people want me to be? And it's like, no, the hell with that. No, I want to be who I am. I'm going to say exactly what I'm thinking and how I feel. If you don't like it, oh, well, that's too bad. But you still end up following me anyway on social media. Speaking of which, you can follow me on social media at Twitter at Shukri Wright. That's at S-H-U-K-R-I-W-R-I-G-H-T-S. At Shukri Writes. I'm approaching 10,000 followers, so help me get there, folks. So follow me there. That's one way you can follow me on social media. Another way is you can follow me on Instagram at @SWrightsRadio_. That's at @SWrightsRadio_. By the way, and now that I think about it, I don't think I've talked about this on the show at any given point in time. But I figure that now would be a good time to talk about it. And I'm going to get to the Kendrick Perkins thought on the big injury to Robert Williams that happened today, the news I broke today. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But I never talked about this particular news and development in terms of my career until now. And I realized, wait a minute, I'm doing myself and the listeners a disservice by not even talking about it or even having some sort of making some sort of mention to it. So this goes without further ado. that yours truly, Shukri Wrights of 91.5 FM WMFO, is now a play-by-play broadcaster calling Brown University Athletics on ESPN Plus. The news broke almost 2 weeks ago. The news broke almost 2 weeks ago, but I never really got into it at all on this show. And it just hit me now, and I'm like, wait a minute, I never talked about this. Why is that? That's got to change. So now we're going to talk about it for just a brief moment, and as well as the news development that came today. I do now know my broadcasting schedule and when my debut on ESPN Plus is going to take place. So, for those of you who are listening, this is when I will be on the airwaves. My debut as a play-by-play broadcaster and just overall sports media opportunity for calling Brown University Athletics on ESPN Plus, it will be next Wednesday afternoon. Next Wednesday afternoon, April 6th, I'll be making my debut as a color commentator on the broadcast between Brown University and Holy Cross. I'm going to be calling college baseball. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time on ESPN Plus. I'll be doing the color commentary for that game. As far as play-by-play duties are concerned, I'll be making my play-by-play broadcaster debut on Saturday, April 9th. So mark it in your calendar. I'm going to go through it again before I wrap this up. Saturday, April 9th, I will be doing the play-by-play for calling college baseball between Brown University and Columbia University. First pitch of that game is at 11:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m. Pacific time on ESPN Plus. It is only on ESPN Plus. So, again, I'll go through the details again. Wednesday, April 6th, that's next week Wednesday, I will be making my debut as working as part of the Brown University Athletics coverage on ESPN Plus. I'll be working as a color commentator, calling that game. The first pitch is at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on ESPN Plus, and I'll be making my debut as a play-by-play broadcaster, calling Brown University sports, calling college baseball. That is going to be next Saturday, 11:30 a.m. first pitch between Columbia University and Brown University, as all exclusively only on ESPN Plus. So, that is the news that that I did not talk about much on this show until now, and I figure now would be a good time to drop that news. So if you have any thoughts on that, call me at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. Now, the big news. Robert Williams is going to be out indefinitely. When the news broke this morning, it was an absolute kick to the gonads. I mean, it was just bad. And the reason why it was bad was because as much as we talk about the Boston Celtics and their remarkable run so far in these last 2+ months and their defense being the best defense in the NBA right now, Robert Williams' development is a major reason why. And when it was announced earlier this morning that Robert Williams was going to be out indefinitely with the torn meniscus tear in his knee, it was bad news. Because, one, you talk about the best center right now in the NBA not named Joel Embiid. You talk about someone who is an absolute pillar to the Celtics defense. This was someone who you could not afford to lose. This is what former Celtic Kendrick Perkins said today on ESPN regarding the big loss of Robert Williams. Here it is. This is courtesy of ESPN.
There's a decision to be made here. Will it be 4 to 6 weeks? Will it be a little bit longer? We welcome back in Kendrick Perkins. Nobody Big Perk knows the Celtics like you do. So just how big of a loss is this for the Celtics?
It's bigger than me, Malika. That's how big it is, and that's pretty damn big, okay? Let me tell you why. Okay, with Rob Williams, go ahead and get your laughs out.
Good.
I know you over there gigging.
I'm
listen,
good.
With Rob Williams, the Celtics are a legit title contender. Without him, they're a second round exit. And let me tell you why. He's the top 10 center in the league. We're talking about a guy that's up for the Defensive Player of the Year award. What he brings on the defensive end, far as his rim protection, far as his versatility of switching 1 through 5, and he allows those guards to be aggressive because of his ability to block shots. And then you take it to the other end offensively, him being a dynamic roller and an athletic big opens up so much for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to go to work because they have to honor him. So with the Celtics losing him at this point,
yeah,
I think they're a second round exit. If they get him back and he's able to play and he's healthy, they could possibly be a contender again.
I had to stop it there because there's something that Kendrick Perkins said in that clip that really bugged the hell out of me. And that is, he said, the Celtics are a second round exit without Robert Williams. I vehemently disagree. Now, this is not to sound like the typical Celtic homer of, oh my gosh, no. That's not true. We're still title contenders. I still think they are. They are still championship contenders this season. Hell, even next season as well. But I do agree with him on this premise, though. It is a major loss because when you talk about what Robert Williams brings to the table, in terms of his ability to defend around the rim, protecting the weak side, grabbing those rebounds, and what he means to this team defensively, there's no overstating just the magnitude of the loss of Robert Williams for this team. Because even if you look up and down his roster, and I say this with all due respect to the rest of the team, there is not another guy in this roster for the Boston Celtics that I look at and say, he could bring what Robert Williams brings to the table. It's just not gonna happen. Which is now the reason why I feel that if this team, and I say if this team can overcome its first taste of adversity since this run began, because they haven't been tested in the last 2.5 months in terms of adversity. They've been tested in terms of opponents, and they have passed every single test. You wondered if this team could beat Philadelphia. They beat the Sixers. You wonder if this team could compete with the team like a Miami Heat. They passed that test. You wonder if this team could compete against a Milwaukee Bucks. They passed that test. They've passed every single test so far. This is the biggest test right now. The biggest test is, can they overcome a big injury of one of their key players on this team right now? Because again, I want to go back to what I was just saying just a few moments before I made that point just now. And that is, I don't think there is another guy on this team that could replace what Robert Williams brought forth. Al Horford is having a spectacular season so far. But I just don't think that he brings the same value that Robert Williams brings. And no disrespect to Luke Kornet. Not even close. And, well, Celtic fans would wonder, well, what about Daniel Tice? Daniel Tice is a nice complimentary player, but he's not even in the same stratosphere as Robert Williams. In fact, Robert Williams, as Kendrick Perkins mentioned, yes, he was one of the candidates for Defensive Player of the Year because that's how good and how big his impact has been on the defensive side of the court and even offensively. Not so much in terms of the points per game, but in terms of getting the offensive rebounds, you know, his play along the boards. But now you're not going to have that. At least until the second round, should the Boston Celtics get that far in the playoffs. It's absolutely tough when you begin to think about what this potentially could mean. Let's talk about expectations. Robert Williams is going to be out for a while. How long? Let's say, worst case scenario, 6 to 8 weeks. Do you still think the Celtics are a legitimate championship contender or not? You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I think it's a legitimate question to ask. And my answer is yes. Absolutely yes. I don't think there should be any sort of doom and gloom feeling among Celtics fans here in Celtics Nation. There should be no doom and gloom feeling whatsoever. This is now where you begin to see what this Boston Celtics team is made of. Can they overcome this adversity? Losing a key player. He's not your best player. But you lose a pretty big piece to the puzzle that is the Boston Celtics of 2022 in terms of championship aspirations. Can it be overcome? Yes. Will it take a team effort? Absolutely. Let's see what this team is made of. This team has made major, major strides over the last 2.5-3 months since the turn of the new year. And now, I just believe that this is the team that can still compete. Because why? You still have your best player in Jason Tatum healthy. You still have Jaylen Brown healthy. You still have Al Horford relatively healthy by and large part. You're still getting major contribution from guys like Marcus Smart, who has been as key to the Celtics turnaround as anybody on this team. So it's not done. It's not over. For some Celtic fans, they were acting like today, oh my God, the sky is about to fall and turn into shattered glass. No, it's not. We have maintained this expectation, championship or bust, for the last nearly 3 months, and we're about to hit April. Why does expectations suddenly change just because one important piece to the puzzle goes down with an injury? Why? Expectations don't change. And that should be the message that Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Celtics, should be delivering to its players. Just because one of our key pieces or our key players go down doesn't mean that, oh, well, if we lose, well, that's the reason why, because we didn't have Robert Williams. No. That's not how championships are won. That's not the excuse that we are going to carry around as an inbuilt excuse as to why the Celtics still can't win an NBA title this season, because they sure as hell still can. Can they beat a Miami Heat? Yes. The way that team is completely imploding? Absolutely. There's no excuse as to why they can't. Can they beat the Sixers? Yes. Can they beat the Milwaukee Bucks? Yes. Can they beat a team like the Phoenix Suns? That's a different question, especially if they were to get to the NBA Finals. And honestly, yes, I think they can. But will it be harder? Absolutely. It will be a lot harder to do that without Robert Williams being healthy. So spare me the excuse of, well, it's going to be a lot harder to do it, or the Celtics are going to be a second-round exit team without Robert Williams. Nonsense. Nonsense. Kendrick Perkins continues alongside Malika Andrews on ESPN. Here's a clip.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Williams, when I was in Boston, yeah, on the defensive end, it was clear his talent. But what impressed me most is his sprinting back down the floor, right, and then making an offensive play. So let's take a look at the top four in the East. The Celtics and the Heat, they have the same record, right? But Boston holds the tiebreaker after beating Miami twice this season. And Boston moved into first place for the first time in their 75th game. And get this, Big Perk, according to Elias Sports Bureau, this is the latest into a season a team has moved into first place for the first time in its conference in NBA history. So, Perk, considering what you mentioned, the key to the Celtics turnaround has been their number one ranked defense, and that's been anchored by Williams. How do you see the East shaking out now that he's sidelined?
Well, it's wide open, but to be honest, the way that James Harden has been playing of late, I think you got to put the favorites as the Milwaukee Bucks. The Miami Heat has been struggling. I want to ride with the Boston Celtics, but I can't ride with them without Robert Williams. I have to give it to the Milwaukee Bucks. I think they're the favorite to win it all. They're laying in the cuts but steadily winning games. You look at what they're doing right now. Giannis is unstoppable. Jrue Holiday is actually having the best offensive season since he joined the Milwaukee Bucks. Money-making Middleton is getting into his bag. And then now you get back Brook Lopez. I got to give it to the Bucks. I would have said the Celtics, but after today's news, I got to go with the Milwaukee Bucks.
I mean, with all due respect to the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks, I don't have them favored. Sorry. And I'm not speaking as a green teamer who can't look at things from an objective point of view, but I don't have Milwaukee as the favorite. Do I think that it can get as deep as the Eastern Conference Finals? Sure. I think so. Do I trust Miami? Hell no. Do I trust Brooklyn? Hell no. They don't play defense. And even then, how reliable is Kyrie Irving going to be come the playoffs? That's the question. Because last season, they had an opportunity to make a run at it, and they didn't. Well, injuries caught up to the team. Well, right, you had the inbuilt excuse of injuries. Now you have Kyrie Irving for your home games. Do you trust the Brooklyn Nets to overtake the Boston Celtics? If they were to meet in the first round? No. I don't trust them. Right now, the favorites for the Eastern Conference still has to be the Boston Celtics. I thoroughly believe in this team that much. I mean, why not? Why not the green team? Coming up next, we're going to talk Boston Bruins. Because they had themselves quite a weekend. And now, they have a very interesting test coming up tomorrow night. I want to tell you more about that coming up next right here on the Shookie Wright Show on the other side of this music break. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch-free from radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Flirty, flirty, you run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Come now.
Have a cozy corner where she jokes and where she jam. She know about the loom.
Now this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. You know, Sir Ragamuffin, check out the most new plant players come to deal in the case. Step up my youth, hear this.
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you oughta say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
I channel with him, a pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Come now.
Have a cozy corner where she jokes and where she jam. She know about the loom crack and every money man.
True.
Make love with a coolie Chinese, white man and Indian. The wickedest kind of girl that miss a flyers go pop on. Now do you heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of pros. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Murder Richard, man.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Na na na. Murder she wrote.
Watch her now stand still. You're not paying me like Bill. If you're testing ragamuffin, girl, you're going to get killed. Girl, keep wait. Cause you are crembe, crembe. And the lyrics when me talk, it me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shock out. And when you hear the ragamuffin, you have to jump and shout, not touch me gate. You're not paying me what I'm ready. Cause great is great, great, you're underrated. Follow me. Your pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. Your pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty. Your face ain't pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you're just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry.
Now every middle of the year, this young girl have a passion for the coolie white man in the Mexican killing his fan. And just the other day, me see her 6 months pregnant. Now she back and sweet again with not a baby in a prom. Do you heard about this girl? Her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. No, no, no. Murder she wrote.
Excuse me. Y'all me never know what I saw you say. Ragamuffin Jack and they must come to flash it to you. Oh, oh, oh. Follow me. Your pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. Your pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. So girl, you're pretty. Your face ain't pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you just act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. The girl a boss and a rag on, she looks sexy. All she worship is being vanity. The girl a boss and a rag on, she look ready. When she wash and close it dirty, girl, you not ready. If you can't cook for me, girl, you not ready. If you can't wash for me, girl, you not ready. If you know you're flirty, flirty, flummy. You're pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka for me now. You're pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. So stand still. You're not paying me like that. And if you're testing right now, you're going to get killed, girl, keep wait. Cause you are clever, clever. Then the living send me talk. Shout not touch me gate. You not pay me what I'm with. Because great is great, great, you're under it. Come
now on. You heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of pros. But if I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know.
To master sexual excellence, I'm going to create an app.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. We got about 20 minutes remaining in the show. We figured that now would be a good time to talk about the Bruins because they had themselves quite a weekend that just concluded with a big win, a blowout win over the New York Islanders. Man. I can't help but to smile. at the fact that the Bruins are just as hot as the Boston Celtics right now. And I sent out a tweet over the weekend in terms of hoping that I just put it into the universe that perhaps, just maybe, that the Bruins and the Celtics, maybe they get to the NBA Finals this June and July, respectively. And the reason why I put it out there was, well, they're both rolling the way that they are. The Bruins have a 3 or 4 line team for the first time in going back to maybe 2011, 2013. Even in 2019, when they got to the Stanley Cup Finals, there was just one line team that was Marchand, Pasternak, and Bergeron. That was it. But they finally made the move back in January to put Pasternak on that second line alongside with Eric Halla and Taylor Hall, and that has been a world of a difference. But after their latest win, I began to really think about where the Bruins are currently and as well as where do they go from here, because they're solid in playoff positioning right now. So I'm not worried about like where they're going to finish and so forth. More than anything else, what I am thinking about, if I'm going to be completely transparent and frank with you, is they have a big test coming up on Tuesday, tomorrow night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Game was at 7 o'clock at the Garden. And I can't help but to wonder. I wonder if you are the Boston Bruins, and given where they currently are right now, it looks like they are tied with the Toronto Maple Leafs as it currently stands. Is there a chance that this team could hold on to a divisional spot and avoid falling into a wild card? Because they got a test tomorrow against Toronto, in which that this is a team that is not without, for lack of a better word, they're not without fault. They're a good team, but this is not a team that's just without fault and that this team cannot be beaten. That couldn't be any more further from the truth, if we're going to be completely honest. But man, I'm excited to see like what the Boston Bruins are going to do against a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs, in which that we all know that the Bruins have had the Leafs number for years. Like, at least goes back at least a decade now. But if you want to go back to Saturday, and the thing that I really liked the most was you saw that there was scoring from all over the lineup. It wasn't just one guy that was doing all of the scoring. And we all know that David Pasternak is really heating up offensively. He had a hat trick the other night against the Tampa Bay Lightning, a game that I was at. But while we're at it, why not take a look back at Saturday's blowout win over the New York Islanders in preparation for tomorrow night's big matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, here you have it.
Bruins 13-2-1 in their last 16. The Islanders 7-1-1 in their last 9. The game is on. Pellet to Pulock. Smith the trailer. Coyle dumps Pellet. Carlos drive. Smith scores! Coyle down the wall. Overpowers Pellet. Dobson rails it around. Brock Nelson deflects it slot. Two Bruins there, but Boston can't clear the zone. Dobson fakes the shot. Frederick hunts the puck. Nelson gets it to Dobson. Fires and scores. Palmieri, the armpit high tip.
Yeah, the referees are talking about it because it was deflected.
Upon video review, the puck was played with a high stick. Therefore, we have no goal.
Everything but score on that man advantage, and they're right back on it again.
McAvoy closes the tip by Hall. It's 2-0.
with continuous action. But again, second effort league. Marchand able to win that draw with Bergeron. Get the puck to the top of the umbrella. You know, when Bergeron was unavailable, Charlie Coyle does a pretty decent job in that.
Nelson scores with 11.8 showing. Now 11 goals in 13 games.
Now the Bruins actually win this draw.
Aho confronted by Hall on one side, Hall on the other, and Pastrnak scores!
Hall put the puck down deep. We just talked about the thrust, pursuit, and the Bruins do that as well when they make the line.
Marchand tries to get between Pellick and scores! Barzal around Frederick, Dobson's wrist shot, a save by Ullmark, and a score on the rebound. McAvoy wins the puck battle. Taylor Hall cuts around Bailey, gives to Pastrnak, to Ola! Oh, what a marvelous goal!
Well positioned in the offensive zone, nice move. Tacked the net by going wide on the back end to his forehand.
DeBrusk tries in hand! Pullock. Palmieri closes across to Beauvillier and a tip in by Parisi.
Great effort by Boston this afternoon and fans letting him know.
The Bruins have won 14 of their last 17 and for a few hours at least rise to second place.
And that was before the Toronto Maple Leafs would end up losing to the Montreal Canadiens on Saturday night. So, with all that being said, as I was playing the clip, I was thinking, does this run by the Boston Bruins remind you of a run that the Bruins went on similarly 3 years ago in the year that they would go on to the Stanley Cup Finals? It kind of does. But big picture, I do wonder if the Boston Bruins, it wants to get to the Stanley Cup playoffs, not only in terms of the overall matchup in the view in regards to where this team could possibly go. But I do wonder that if the Bruins are going to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, this team cannot afford to run in to a team like the Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, they just can't. I mean, right now they are currently holding the number one seed in the wild card, 87 points. In the Atlantic Division, they have the same amount of points as the Toronto Maple Leafs right now. So, with all of that being said, Toronto does not play tonight, but they do play tomorrow night against you-know-who, the Boston Bruins. So, that's a pretty big matchup in terms of who will take over third place in the Atlantic at the end of tomorrow night. That's going to be the big question, which all the more proves to me as to why tomorrow night's game against the Toronto Maple Leafs is so important. Because now when you talk about sliding into that third seed in a division, you're talking about matchups potentially in terms of the playoffs. Who do you end up playing in the first round? Is it Carolina? Is it perhaps maybe Toronto? Like, who knows? But I do wonder this, though. And I'm really, for lack of a better term, curious. Because I look at the conference standings now. Bruins are currently seventh. Let's say they beat Toronto tomorrow night. They slide into six. So it looks like their first-round matchup could potentially be Pittsburgh. And if I'm wrong, someone call me right now to correct me. But they have a few games left. And I am at a point now where the Bruins, they're playing right now for player positioning. They know that they're going to make the playoffs. There's a pretty sizable cushion between Columbus and Washington, who holds the second wild card, 15 points. I'm pretty confident in saying that the Capitals are not going to relinquish that lead whatsoever. So at this point, it's a matter of seeding and where each team ends up. So the test for the Boston Bruins is going to be this. At this point, can they stay out of the wild card? Because if there is a team that could not afford to fall into the wall, well, one of the two wild card spots, it's the Boston Bruins. Because I'm telling you, your first round matchup will either be Florida or Carolina. And neither one of those teams you want to see in the first round if you're the Boston Bruins. So if you have any thoughts on the Bruins, Celtics, or anything we talked about in today's program, call me at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program. And it's now 6:50, which means it's time for a music break. Coming up next, there we go. Coming up next, final thoughts on this Monday evening as we are now approaching sunset here in the greater Boston area. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Hi, my name is Will Wiesenfeld. I'm back, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Let me know, yeah. Give me another chance, baby. Give me another chance, girl. Another try, just one blind. One more night, give me just one more night. Girl, one more night, 'cause I can't live without you. One more night, baby, give me one more night. A million more nights, 'cause I can't sleep without you. Alright, 'cause every day me say me want you in my life. Come in now, I feel weak if you know the day by my side. I beg you, apply, swallow me pride. Girl, me world so cold without you and me feelings can't hide. Then, me remember when you say you need me all day. Make love from the room to inna the hallway, girl. Me no really want to learn the hard way. Me no afraid fi say please, girl, stay. One more night, give me just one more night. Girl, one more night, 'cause I can't live without you. One more night, baby, give me one more night, girl. A million more nights, 'cause I can't sleep without you.
remember when you miss me, call me and tell me say you want see me. Me never reach in time and you a ball for me. But soon as me reach you do away, big smile by your face, you lock me down for the whole day. Girl, me no want you for stray, me no want you for leave, me no want you for leave. Baby girl, don't leave me in dismay. Me need you by my side like all the I've need the bees. At least
one more night, give me just one more night. Girl, one more night, cause I can't live without you. One more night, baby, give me one more night, girl. A million more nights, cause I can't sleep without you. At least give me one more night, baby, give me just one more night. Me need you one more night, cause I can't live without you. One more night, baby, give me one more night, girl. A million more nights, cause I can't sleep without you.
Alright, cause every day me say me want you in my life. Come in now off you wake if you know the day by my side. I beg you a blight, swallow me pride. Girl, me world so cold without you and me feelings can't hide then. Me remember when you say you need me all day. Make love from the room to inna the hallway, girl. Me no really want to learn the hard way. Me no afraid fi say please girl stay.
At it. One more night, give me just one more. I can't live without you. One more night, baby, give me one more night, girl. A million more nights.
Welcome back to the Shook Me Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Got maybe a couple more minutes left in the show. So I figure that now would be a good time for final thoughts. This is brought to you by yours truly, Shukri Writes of 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I figured that now would be a good time to bring this up because of the significance of where we are in the calendar. So in case of you, for those of you who don't know, I am Muslim, and that this week is the final week of, I guess, typical normal life living before the month of Ramadan begins this weekend, meaning that, you know, we can eat and drink during the day, you know, go about the day as we normally would. So beginning next week, Monday, I was actually thinking about this earlier today, and I think it just makes sense as of for now until we move further along in the month of Ramadan. What I decided is that beginning next Monday, the show is usually from 5 to 7. But for the first, let's see, the first 2 weeks of Ramadan, that'll be the show for next week, April the 5th and April the 12th. The shows will be from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. specifically because of, you see, the time that the show is ending now and the fact that sunset is right about now. So when Ramadan begins, the fasting begins, and it's time to break the fast at sunset, it's going to be too close of time for me to end the show and as well as to end the day of fasting as well at sunset. So the next two shows, April 5th, that's next Monday, and as well as April 12th, those two shows will be 1 hour early from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And for the final two shows of the month of Ramadan, that'll be April 19th and the 26th, I will let you know in regards to whether that will be a regular full 2 hour show. But for the sake of the time constraint and as well as the time logistic, it would be best for me to do the show from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. because of fasting and ending the fasting at the end of each day. At the mosque, so I'm not, you know, interfering with, with anything else in terms of travel and getting to the mosque and so forth. So this is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Right Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. This is Shukri Rights. signing off, because coming up next, you got another fantastic show coming up right after this one, and that is Bird Bag. That is going to be on the air from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So, talk to you again next Monday, unless I'm back on the airwaves again. So, I'll let you know via social media. So, for now, have a good rest of your Monday, everybody. I'll talk to you again next Monday. Peace out.